Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Hello and welcome right here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And tonight, we got a great show tonight. We are talking to Miss Linda Mulatto, and she's the author of the book, The Mafia Wife. And we just want to say we thank everybody who logs on to our radio show every Wednesday night. And I just want to give a big shout-out to my wife and her cousin, Miss Kelly. They're at the Copper Glove tonight with the boxers, watching the boxers do their thing. Miss Kelly is the president over the Copper Glove Boxing, so they're having a great time at the State Fair, Arizona State Fair. And I'm doing the show tonight by myself, but sending big ups to the wife out there while she do her thing. She is recording the boxers out there tonight, and we're just doing our thing. So with that said and did, we're going to welcome Miss Linda to the show, and I would like to just pass the mic over to Miss Linda.
All right, how are you doing, everybody? How you doing, Lucinda? Hope everything's okay. Well, I'm Mafia Wife, the only Mafia Wife that can claim it and say that I was there. That's with John Gotti, Sammy the Bull, Louis Melito, and that particular era. Started in the 60s, 70s, 80s, until my husband was murdered and just never saw him again, disappeared off the face of the earth. Terrible thing to wake up to. I had two children, and it was rough on the kids. It's still rough on the kids. They still remember their father, but they never said goodbye. It was a real tough life, okay? Everyone thinks it's glamorous, but it's not glamorous at all. It's heartbreaking. How's that? It's probably the worst time in my life. Except that, believe it or not, I did love my husband. My husband was always there when he had to be there and gone when he had to be gone, I guess. He was Sammy the Bull's partner, and from children, they claim, and I don't know how true it is, that it started off in gangs and went worse and worse and worse. Until my husband became the number one hitman, okay, in the mafia. If you people that don't know what a hitman is someone who kills, okay, murders for hire. Although the mafia didn't take money for for murders, okay, it was like almost like a favor, okay, and you know, people don't believe it, but they don't, okay? What they do is they climb the ranks, okay? Climbing the ranks means my husband was a captain, and that's a high, high rank. And a captain has their own crew. Crew is the people that follow him. Or in other words, he was the captain, and he made the orders. He did all the burglaries and all the killings and whatever. Okay, but it is something that has to do with the streets. Okay, so it's very much related to Roberts. Okay, the streets don't love you back. So it's very much related. That's what brought me to Robert, the name of his book and his cause to save the kids that are out there. And I'm always trying to save the kids. I do lectures, okay, and I lecture on this. Why? Because I just don't want anybody to wind up in jail. Jail is not a pleasant place. So I just want things to be on the right side, not the wrong side. The wrong side is just, it's just no good. It really isn't. Whether it be whites, blacks, Chinese, whatever it is, okay, it's just no good, okay? Best is college, go to school, stay on the right tracks, be something, you know?
Let me just ask you this question, Miss Linda. I want
go ahead.
To go back to the fans on the show. I want to ask you, can you let the fans know how did you meet your husband, Louis, and how did life start off for you before you met your husband, Louis? You know, can we take
well,
that far back?
Well, my life, I was raised by a very mean mother, okay? And, of course, she lowered my self-esteem. I was raped twice, okay? So that lowered my self-esteem. It all has to do with self-esteem, okay? And then what happened was Louis was my knight in shining armor, took me away from all of it for a while, okay? Then push comes to shove. I mean, he wound up just in the wrong hands. But he, too, didn't know where his destiny was going to go. Nobody knew, okay? You have to really read my book, and it's called Mafia Wife. You can get it off of my website. My email. My email is Milito, M-I-L-I-T-O-L, at bellsouth.net. I will answer anybody that emails me. Again, let me give you the email again, okay? Milito, M-I-L-I-T-O, the letter L, at bellsouth.net. That's the best way. And I will autograph the book and send it out. It's $15 for the book, $5 for shipping, and it is the best mafia book there is. We are now working on a movie. I can't say when, how, or what, but I can only tell you that we're working on it. Of course, we could use investors, but you can catch me again through my email if I can help you. What else? What else, Robert?
I just wanted you to let the viewers know when you found out your husband had got involved with this mafia thing, you know what I mean? How did that make you feel, or was you naive to the mafia thing for a while?
I was totally naive until 2 years before he went missing, okay? The way Louis got into the mafia was his mother, okay? His brother was going to be called to the service back in Vietnam, and his brother was a little backward, and the mother got very scared. So she told Louis to go into the neighborhood, and which he did, and go into these coffee houses and find somebody that would stop his brother Anthony from going into the service. Well, Louis did it, okay? And for $2,500, his brother was 4F. But do you know what Louis had to do for that favor? Okay, the same way everything else, okay? When you ask for a favor, you're going to owe a favor. And that's what happened to Louis, okay? He got stuck, and that was it. He couldn't get out. I mean, you just can't walk away from these people. Okay, and I'm sure it's just like that with every crime person. You can't walk away from them. I mean, once you're with them, you're with them. Okay, you know, you are what your friends are. Okay, I hate to say it, but unless you're a real strong person and can just walk away from it. But
right.
Crime doesn't pay. And unfortunately, Louis tried to help his mother and please his mother, and that was the wrong thing to do. I knew it, too. I got really upset. I said, what are you doing? Okay, and I really did. I got very, very upset with the whole thing. My brother, both of my brothers were in the service, one in the Navy, one in the Army. So when his mother didn't want his brother to go, I thought that was terrible. First of all, we live in the country that we have to defend. And, well, guess what? He didn't go, okay? He became 4F. And for those who don't know, he was deferred. Robert?
Right.
Yeah?
Yes, so that was the mission on that right there. So at time on with Sammy the Bull, would you see Sammy the Bull hanging out with Louis, or how did that take off?
Well, yeah. What happens was Sammy was in a different crew, and that was the Colombo family. Louis was in the Gambino family. at that particular point of life, okay, Sammy would have killed to get into the Gambino family. And what he did was he started to be very friendly with Louis just to get him to get into the Gambino family. Did it happen? Yes. Eventually, Louis was very persistent, okay, and because he had such a high status, okay, they allowed Sammy to come in. And that little bit, okay, was what ruined, okay, I hate to say it, the mafia. But again, you know, it's all in my book, trust me. It's all, and the way I am talking and making people understand it, it's the same thing with my book. Same thing. I mean, you will understand it.
Right. So the bottom line is you letting them know that when they let Sammy the Bull into the Gambino family, that's what destroyed everything. And could you tell your viewers how did he get tight with John Gotti so quick?
Well, Louis was in prison. Okay, Louis was in Allenwood. That's a federal prison. Okay, for income tax evasion. Okay, and Sammy was wandering around, okay, and he found a victim. Who was the victim? John Gotti, okay? John Gotti was just a thug, okay? Just like nothing, okay? It was Louis that was the higher up, okay? So try to understand, okay? So Sammy decided, all right, now I'm going to take John Gotti, okay? And Louis was in prison. So when Paul Castellano got murdered, Louis didn't even know what was going on. He called me in the house and says, is it true? Of course, he didn't tell me what, but I knew what he meant. Is it true? You know, so I said, yes. Okay. And, you know, the mafia, they're not allowed. They weren't supposed to kill a boss. That's one of the golden rules. And Sammy broke it.
Wow. And that's what got him and John Gotti on the right side together.
Well, it wasn't the right track, but on the track they wanted, of course, but it wasn't the right track.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That got them on the right track for what they wanted to do.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now,
right.
Now,
not the right track for doing the right thing, but they did what they felt they wanted to do.
Sammy sabotaged the mafia. That's what he did, okay? He sabotaged the mafia. And years ago, cursing in front of a woman was not allowed. Drugs. If you smoked a joint, okay, you'd wind up getting killed, okay, because they just did. Paul Castellano did not believe in drugs. Now, Sammy, on the other hand, okay, he believe it or not, he was a boxer, okay. Sammy even wanted his son, put his son in the ring, okay. Sammy was on steroids, okay, for a long, 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 long time, okay. And that's what also ruined the whole mess, okay, is he was on steroids, okay. When Louis disappeared, the FBI came to me and said, Linda, if it's any consolation, okay, Sammy was on steroids when your husband got killed. So, you know, of course, who cares? I mean, I don't care what he was on. He still did the wrong thing. He killed his best friend, okay? Now, does steroids do that? Yeah, they do. Makes you hallucinate.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did that make you feel, Miss Linda, when you
terrible,
found
terrible,
that,
terrible, terrible. I was friendly with his wife. Just awful. I mean, it just totally broke my heart. And not only that, I was left with no money. They took all of Louis' money, and they took all of Louis' companies. They took everything I owned, okay? They gave me, because I had to beg for the money, they gave me $5,000, period, period, okay? I didn't even have, and they stole my cars right from out of my driveway, okay? I was left destitute.
So they just come and just demolished and took everything like it was theirs.
Correct. Well, they thought it was theirs, you know. I mean, thank God my house was under my mother's name, because they would have taken my house, okay. But I was lucky there, you know, because that's what gave me the money to relocate.
Right, your mom.
Yeah, well, my mom's had the house, okay.
Right. So you were still living in Brooklyn, New York.
No, I was living in Staten Island, New York.
Okay, when all this was taking place.
I came from Brooklyn. I came from Bensonhurst, but then I went to Staten Island, New York.
Okay, then, when everything was just out of control.
It was out of control. Trust me, so out of control. I couldn't fix anything because they would have put a bullet in my head, you know? I mean, there was nothing that I can do, okay? I had to stay in my house and hope they didn't kill me, you know? I made my children leave the house. They totally had to leave the house, okay? I sent them to my sister-in-law. And me, I stayed behind because I had to sell the house to get some money, okay? And every day of my life, okay, I was in fear that somebody was going to break in and kill me because Sammy was after me because he knew I knew, okay? He knew I knew that he killed Lily.
Right, right. So after all these years, when that took place, what year did that take place?
In 1988, March 8th, 1988.
And after all these years, Sammy never owned up to that?
Sammy never did. No, Sammy's in prison. Okay, he's in Arizona. I think maybe now Utah. He's maximum security. He only goes out like 1 hour a day. He can take a shower every third day. He's in a hellhole, I guess. I don't know.
Right, right, right. So when he, you know, we'll take it back a little bit. When he testified against the Gambino family, and you seeing that, you know what I mean, how did that make you look at this guy that supposed to have been this terrible, this big killer and this big boss? You know what I mean?
Well,
how did you look at him?
What the New Yorkers did was, and this is a true story, they took a rat, okay, a picture of a rat, and put it on every lamp pole, okay, in Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, okay, and that's what you saw, a rat. And they put Sammy the Bull. Okay, so I wasn't the only one, okay? I mean, this was all over New York, okay? I mean, there were pictures and everything. I give the New Yorkers a lot of credit for doing what they did. I mean, nobody, you know, it's one thing when you're in crime. It's another thing when you become a rat. I mean, you know, you're ratting out and you're hurting everybody else, maybe. I don't know, okay? But it was really a terrible scene. It was just awful. And how did I feel? Forget it. You can't imagine. I mean, I cried every day of my life back then, okay? I cried because I didn't know where my husband was. I didn't know what they did with him. I still don't know where he is. I'm still looking for him. My family don't have closure. And if you don't have closure, it's very hard to go on with your life, okay? And unfortunately,
right.
It's hard for my children.
Right. So as today, what advice would you give these young women out here that be trying to talk to these drug dealers and these thugs out here? What advice would you give them?
What advice would I give women?
Yeah.
Stay away. Go back to school. Make a couple of bucks and be happy, okay? Don't look at the high life, okay, because it's just no good. I mean, you know, your sanity is more important. You know, that's the way I feel. Your sanity is very important. And you don't have sanity when you run on the wrong side. You just don't.
Right, right. So, you know, go back a little bit. I had read up on something where they made a movie and had you and Louie in the movie. Can you touch up on that a little bit about how they robbed you?
Well, you know, I am the background for The Sopranos, okay? I am Camilla, okay? I went to sue HBO, okay? And what did HBO do? Threaten my lawyers, you know? Give me a break. So my lawyers came to me and said, Linda, we got to walk away from this case because they actually, you know, you're dealing with HBO. I mean, that's a big network, okay? And they said that we're going to make you lose this case, and when you lose this case, you're not going to be happy that you lost it. So, you know, now the lawyers had a gamble. Now, I was not afraid of the gamble, okay? But, of course, they're average Joes, and they were afraid of the gamble.
Right, right. And how did that movie come about? Can you let the viewers know that?
Okay, all right. That movie is Witness to the Mob, okay? And that particular movie you could get through my email. So all you have to do is just email and I can get it to you. Witness to the Mob, okay, Witness to the Mob is the pilot for The Sopranos, okay? Try to understand. I gave all the information. It is not, you cannot get it through the internet at all. Well, you can't get it. The only way you can get it is through me, okay? Why? It's because they took it off of the network and off of everything because there was too much of me and Louie, okay? Sure, there was too much of me and Louie because I was the one who gave all the information through to the screenwriter, Stanley Weiser. Okay, Stanley Weiser is the one that, with Oliver Stone, made Wall Street. Okay, and Stanley says, "Oh yeah, you're going to get money." Well, I never saw a penny. Okay, and what they did was take one. This particular video is one of the best videos, mafia videos there is. So they took it off the away from everybody because they're afraid I was going to sue them. Sure, if I would sue them, I'm going to win because it's all Linda and Louie. I mean, you know, very little of everybody else. So, you know, it points to that HBO screwed up. Okay, so yeah. Did it happen? Yeah, it really happened. But you know what? I'll get even when I make my movie, because it'll be my movie will be the most sought after mafia movie, bigger than The Godfather. There's just no doubt in my mind. Okay, when people read my book, they'll understand it. It's bigger than The Godfather. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Amen. And we just want to say with your children, you know, I wanted to touch up on that a little bit. You know, when that happened to their father, you know, what kind of reaction did your two children had behind not having closure and their father been missing all these years?
Well, let's go back to the first couple of days. My daughter didn't believe it because she used to call Sammy Uncle Sammy. So there's no way you could cross that guy. And my daughter would just say, "No way, no way." And then eventually she would realize, because we didn't hear from him by telephone. We didn't see him. I mean, he was gone. I mean, and eventually my daughter realized, because they used to call him Uncle Sammy, okay, that I was right, okay. And my son never cried a day in his life, okay. I think my son is suffering the most, okay. My daughter, I really don't think she's suffering as much as my son. My son is a very quiet guy, and he takes everything to heart, and, you know, he's suffering. You know, I really think he's suffering. But if I would only find Louie, and I am on the track, I'm always on the track, okay, but I can't put all my direction to that. Well, if I find Louie, I think I'll be able to bring closure to these kids. And I'm not far away. I'm not far away. Okay, so maybe once I do the movie, then I think I'll find him. And then hopefully we'll have a sequel.
Dig that. And we just wanted to say, you know, once again, we would like you to log on to www.mafiawifelive.com. And there you can go join, become a member, and see all the things that's going on at the Mafia Wife Live website. So we want the fans and the viewers to definitely join on to that website as well. And also, you know, Miss Linda does a crime story on our website as well, and that's at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackmeme.com. So we would like for you to keep up with her mafia crime stories there as well. So,
and always remember that they'll be able to get me. They're able to get me through you, if they have.
Amen. Right. You can always log on and see. Yes, ma'am. You can always log on and see what's going on. And we got our websites crossed. And I want to give a big shout out once again to my wife Lucinda for making that happen and putting that together on
And by the way, she did a beautiful, beautiful job. Lucinda did a beautiful job.
Yeah, we thank you very much for that. And we're going to take a break. And right now we're going to go to a radio commercial, and we'll be right back with Miss Linda. So we're going to take a break and go to a commercial, and we'll be right back. Be back in 1 second, viewers.
Okay.
Streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit you with our track, Ghetto Talk, from Slim Goody, and we'll be right back once again with Miss Linda.
Yeah. We're back at the top of the hour. W-E-N-J. We got a very special guest in the house. Sexy Slim Goody. About to sit down and poly a little bit. Do a little ghetto talking, you know? Slim, tell me something.
From AZ to double O high, the way we triple and double the pile of the bubble, but I stay low, subtle and fly. No cuddle, no cry, I'm good and fly. These brothers acting hard, but they shut and shy. I'm hitting scenos like casinos from Cincy to Reno. We see re-ups, you see repos. You G'd up, but you G-slow. Baby, be easy like a free throw. You cheesy and me no need no hero. My knees real, you placebo. Negro, you ain't first, that's where my seat go. You better believe, bro, I can bleed, but my enemies bleed more. I'm second watching trees grow. My teeth like wet, them trees go. I'm spinning that cheap flow. It's my way, like BK and Khalid. I'm with his car, not where he go. At the bar till he be on zero. I got money and power of the veto. Your paper got your sour, show like you DeVito. I'm pulling strings like you the bass, and I'm the Tito. Ghetto queen leaning,
hey.
With my ghetto team, we creaming that.
Hey.
Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming,
okay.
Living. Triple beam dreams giving, lift to the fiends killing. Riff with them things, don't nip to my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning,
hey.
With my ghetto team, we creaming that.
Hey.
Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming,
okay.
Living. Triple beam dreams giving, lift to the fiends killing. Riff with them things, don't nip to my hips and my jeans. From nothing to 10 to 20, y'all be stunting, getting got. We be bumping, getting plenty, then puffin' the piff, sipping the Henny, Slim be setting the trends. Y'all be bending for the trendy, yeah. Love for my king, send death to my enemy. The drought got you sick, this Slim got your remedy. Boom got juice like Duke got energy, shutting you down like Duke did synergy. Slim be putting the Simply Queen in the Cincy. Lean bag, demon in the Bentley. Cream bag like I never seen empty. Seen stacks so your green never tempt me. Hit the scene with green eyes and a limp. It's your dream girl. Girl, baby, be the rise of a gift. Dreamy thighs, driving gas to the lives of a sin. He settles down, I arrive with the him. I got drive, so I arrive with the rent. My ghetto walk, getting gas on the rise with the mint. Rhyme with the tin. Ghetto queen leaning,
hey.
With my ghetto team, we creaming that.
Hey.
Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming,
okay.
Living. Triple beam dreams giving, lift to the fiends killing. Riff with them things, don't nip to my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning,
hey.
With my ghetto team, we creaming that.
Hey.
Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming,
okay.
Living. Triple beam dreams giving, lift to the fiends killing. Riff with them things, don't nip to my hips and my jeans. Brother Sal, shout and come to Slim with Cal, Cal, Gigi. Better than Bow Wow, just shawty been a Bow Wow. Ghetto talk cleaner with the foul mouth. Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, the righty style. Tell you what the body about, smell you with the shoddy cloud. Never tell a shouted down, better jail than a cloud of doubt. No money better than crank and powder about. From Bummy to Bank to calling route. Call me the QB cutie, fading niggas in the QC. I say, who me? He say, you with the booty. He say, he wanna swoop me, screw the coochie. I dig dick, but baby, I don't do groovy. I got my own, I don't care about your Gucci. You in the peanut gang like Snoopy and Lucy. You ain't ghetto talking, so you lose me.
My crew unruly, say who pulling the dually down for doing the duty. You down, we move a hoop. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. On my ghetto team, we creaming that. Hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming,
okay,
living.
Okay.
Triple beam dreams giving, lifts to the fiends killing. Riff with them things, so next to my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning,
hey.
On my ghetto team, we creaming that.
Hey.
Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming,
okay,
living. Triple beam dreams giving, lifts to the fiends killing. Riff with them things, so next to my hips and my jeans.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here live on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with Miss Linda, and we're just doing what we do. You there, Miss Linda? We're back on the air with Miss Linda. You there, Miss Linda? We back on air. You there, Miss Linda? Hello? You there, Miss Linda?
Robert.
Yeah, you there?
I hear you.
Okay, great, great. Okay, great. So we back with Miss Linda.
I just wanted to say crime doesn't pay. Mafia doesn't work, okay? It just doesn't work. Eventually, either you're going to be dead or guess where, in prison. Just doesn't work.
Amen, amen. And we just want you to tell the viewers a little bit about when you first started really going through some things with Louis dealing with the mafia, you know, what kind of main mind frame was you in dealing with that type of lifestyle?
Well, I didn't know until 2 years before he disappeared. I really didn't know because many years ago, nobody knew what the word mafia meant. Nobody, believe me, I'm telling you. My children once came home from school and said to me, "Ma, what is mafia?" I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "It's some crazy word the FBI made up." And it's true, okay? Nobody knew, okay? Now it's all over the place. I just want to say, if anybody can create, okay, mafia war games, I'm interested in talking to you, okay? But of course we need the packaging and everything. I have the source of making an awful lot of money quite legitimately, okay? So, again, get Robert or get me or my email, and we'll open up a good-sized business, okay? Just as long as you can create the actual game. Robert, remember I told you about this?
Right, yeah. You was telling me about you know, some people that can make software.
That's right.
With putting the game together. So if anybody interested in that, once again, we would like for you to log on to Miss Linda's email and give them your email one more time, Miss Linda.
Okay. Okay, the email is, where did I put it? Wait a minute. Okay. The email is, what is it? Oh, Milito, MILITOL, at bellsouth.net. And there's big bucks in this, okay? And it's not selling drugs, okay? So, you know, please get a hold of me or Robert, okay? Get a hold of the station, okay? It's something that I would consider quite important.
Right, right. So, you know, if anybody listening to this interview or is willing to speak to Miss Linda about what she has going on with that, please don't hesitate to drop her email and everything. And once again, we would just like to give the Copper Glove people a shout out over there at the Arizona State Fair once again. And once again, giving a big, big shout-out to my wife, Lucinda, and her cousin, Kelly, that's over there doing a great job tonight at the Copper Gloves and just seeing the young fellas put in good work, you know.
And by the way, Lucinda, I'm a big boxing fan, so anytime, a very big boxing fan.
Dig that. So you heard that from the horse's mouth, you know what I mean? So Miss Linda's a boxing fan as well, so she's rooting for the team too, you know?
Oh, sure,
So we're just going to go back and ask you a few more questions, Miss Linda. Louis, what did you think Louis was doing all these years? You know,
well, he was working. I mean, he owned big gem steel erectors. They put up the steel in the city, you know, when they made buildings, okay? He was the boss of a very big company. That's what Sammy wanted, okay? He took it and ruined it. So when he killed Louis, he took the company. It was called Gem Steel Erectors. Okay, they dealt with Bethlehem Steel and all the steel companies.
Right, right. So at this time, Louis
went to work. As far as I was concerned, Louis went to work.
And he hid the other life. So Louis was basically living two lifestyles.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's what it was.
Right, right. So he just did legitimate stuff during the day. At night, he was somebody else.
At night he went out to this after hours club or that club, but he wasn't cheating. He would never cheat, so that I was not worried about. Okay, but
exactly.
I thought he was just going out networking. I didn't know.
Right, right. So as of today, you know what I mean? Miss Linda's still looking for Louis.
Yeah, I sure am.
You know, and definitely would like for people to, you know, once again, log on and join her website and become a member, and she will keep you updated on what's going on with the mafia crime stories. And she also have another book coming out. And what's the name of your next book that's coming out, Miss Linda?
Mafia Secrets.
So you'll be able to get that coming out soon as well, you know. And I read a little bit of something about when you and Lloyd used to hit the phone machines and come up with $1,000 in 4 hours. Can you tell the viewers a little bit about that? How did that get started?
Louis, he was out of a job, okay, and somebody told him about picking locks, okay? Louis was a perfectionist, so he became one of the best lock pickers in the five boroughs, okay? I mean, when anybody needed a lock picked, they'd call Louis, okay? Louis was just a perfectionist. He just was perfect about everything he did.
Right, right. And when y'all got to doing y'all thing with the phone thing, how did that first come about?
Okay. Well, somebody was telling him that somebody else was doing it. And then he took directions to learn how to do it. And then before you know it, I was the person that was the watch out. You know, I used to watch out that nobody was going to go near him, and he would be picking the phones. But you have to remember, I did it because, number one, I was scared not to, okay? And there was just nothing I could do. Back then, I was a child, okay? I was in my 20s, okay, and I was a child. So I didn't know
right.
any better. I didn't know it was right. wrong.
Right. You was following your man.
Correct, yes.
You know, if he did it, it must have been right.
Well, I kind of thought it was like parking meters, you know? Years
right.
ago, they used to take the parking meters, okay? So I really didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought there was something wrong with it, but not as bad as it was.
Right. Good job.
And that's the telephone. That's the telephone booths. Yep.
Right. And also, I wanted to ask you, you know, when John Gotti first had got on trial, when Sammy the Boy testified against him, you know, when all that came to a head. What came across your mind when all that started crumbling down?
Well, that he was a rat, you know. I come from the old school, and the old school teaches you certain things. It teaches you, number one, really to be streetwise, okay? So I kind of think that I'm streetwise even now, okay? But to be very honest with you, I just thought he was a rat, you know, just like everybody else did in New York.
Right. And when he did what he did, what did you feel about John Gotti as an individual? You know, what was your take
on
him?
I knew that John Gotti was just a stooge, okay? I knew that Sammy was put John Gotti up to it, you know. And, John was just a stooge, okay, for Sammy. And that's what happened. Okay, John really did not belong where he was. Okay, but there's nothing that you could do. That's what they made him out to be, Teflon Don. And you know, Louis knew it was going to happen. When Louis was alive and running around, he used to say to me, "This guy's going to get in trouble because of the way he dressed, the way he acted." You know, you got to be low key. Okay, and John Gotti was nothing but low-key, you know, so everybody knew it was going to happen, okay, and it did.
Did. Did you ever have the pleasure of meeting John Gotti's wife?
Oh, sure, all the time, sure. He was in and out of my house. You see, I lived on Toad Hill in Staten Island, a very, very exclusive spot in Staten Island, and it was almost like a meeting hall, okay? They all used to come in my dining room table, and so John came in and out of my house. I mean, that was like second nature.
Right, right. And what kind of person was Miss Gotti?
John, he was a nice guy. He was a victim, you know. He was a victim of Sammy's manipulation. And that could happen to anybody. I mean, even the kids in the street it could happen to, okay? Because what happens is the manipulator becomes a bully, okay? And bully them right into the situation where they're in trouble. And that's what happened with
exactly.
John.
Right. And Miss Gotti, his wife, I mean, what kind of
well,
woman
I believe it or not, I never met her, okay? But I was very friendly with Sammy's wife.
Okay, what kind of person was Sammy's wife?
She was a doll, a real super doll, okay? You know, when Sammy went down, he took his wife, his daughter, and his son with him, okay? So what kind of a nice guy is that? I don't know, you know?
Oh, he's not a nice guy when you take the whole crew down.
Took the whole family.
Right. And do people even though it's been years, do people even still talk about him besides
All the time. Sammy the Bull is just known for being a rat, and that's it.
Right. And what would you say to the young men out here of today? You know, what kind of advice would you give them?
Stay out of trouble. Do your homework. Stay close to your family. And just go on the right side of tracks. Stay away from the wrong side.
Right. And out of your book, you know, The Mafia Wife, what message would you like for people that read your book to get out of the mafia wife? What message would you like them to perceive?
Well, I was a battered wife, okay? If you are a battered wife, get out of it. Because guess what? It ain't going to get any better. Just get out real quick, okay? Go to the church. Go anywhere. Just get out, okay? That's what I couldn't do, okay? So I only say that I wish I would have suffered the consequences, but I was not strong back then. If it happened now, I would have been out. So I can only tell you that that's how it all starts when you're frightened of your own husband, you know? When your husband could put his hands on your neck and you figured you're gone, okay? And you're only saved because he stopped, okay? So I can only say that it's just a terrible, terrible feeling, okay? And I know those people out there, if they're listening to me, know exactly what I'm telling them. Just get out. Go. See, I didn't have a battered wife syndrome. I didn't have these groups, okay? But there's so many groups now, okay? If you can't, just go to a church. A church will accept you and put you where you belong. And at least, you know, you're sheltered. But just get out. It's not good for the children to see. It's just not fair. You know, you're bringing up children in the world and you're bringing them up backwards. That's the way I feel. I brought up my children backwards, and sometimes I'm real ashamed of myself. Very much ashamed of myself. But I'm sorry, what, Robert?
Is it that you feel ashamed because you feel that you should have left?
I feel ashamed because I didn't do the right thing. I didn't walk out. I didn't go to a church, or I just didn't do it. I mean, I did ask my mother, and she told me, you made your bed, you lay in it. So she was not too receptive. But I should have went further. I should have just got out. But
right.
In Louis' background, I would have been dead. I mean, he would have killed me. So what do you do? I once told him, you know
what,
Louis? I once told him, you know what, Louis? I think we should get a divorce. He says to me, divorce? The only divorce you're going to get is in a box. Well, okay.
Wow.
What do you do with that?
Wow.
And you'll see the pictures in my book. There are many pictures in my book, and you'll see Louis, okay? Now people will see, you don't fool around with a guy like that. You just don't.
Right. Especially when he letting you know what the outcome is. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Before you make the move.
Do you really think I was going to say to myself, does he mean it? No way.
Right. Right.
No,
so
I mean, that's my advice for a battered woman, okay? It certainly affects the children.
Definitely, you know.
What?
And with all that being said and done, can you elaborate a little bit about your next book? What people can expect out of this one that's coming up?
It's individual secrets, okay, that only I know, okay. And what I did was I compiled each secret in chapters, okay, and it has three women, much more than three women. Right now I'm only doing 50 pages, so I'm just submitting it, okay? And I'm looking for a publisher like everybody else, okay? It has individual people and their stories, okay, and what happened to them. The next, when you publish a book, you only give them 50 pages. It's a manuscript. Okay, so now I have to finish the book, but I need the money from the publisher. So that we're in the process of trying to do.
Okay, dig that, you know. So we're here kicking it live with Ms. Linda tonight, like we promised you all, and we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to come right back with Ms. Linda right after this commercial. So we ask you to just hold tight, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is a casting call for the Change TV reality show. It features real people with real stories and real changes. We hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We are telling stories of people that really lived that life, how they got involved, how they got out, how they changed their lives, and what they're doing now. The show airs three times a week on Warner Cable in Cincinnati, Ohio, Monday 7 a.m., Channel 24, Wednesday 2 p.m., Channel 4, and Friday 11 p.m., Channel 4. If you'd like to be a guest on this show and share your story with us, please contact us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Put an attention to Mr. Boyd or Lucinda. Thank you, and we look forward to hearing from you.
The one thing I regret the most is beating my mom up in front of my brother, because just to see the sadness in his eyes, he used to say things to me like, I look up to you, and then him seeing me beat my mom up just like really hurt me, because it's like he looked up to me and look at what I did in front of him. What kind of a role model would do that in front of their brother? That's the one thing I regret the most, is beating my mom up. My name is Bernadette. I am 15 years old. It makes me feel bad because I treated my family like dirt. I didn't care about them. Nobody else mattered. And I used to get violent when I was on meth, especially when I was coming down. I would hurt my family. I'd steal from them. I'd lie to them. I think they're out to get me, or they're out to get my drugs. All that mattered was me and my drugs in any way I could get it.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Brandon's knocking you out like rubber, touching as it goes. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your budget just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Brother, you better not run up. Because you put your faith and your prayers into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your face in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even feed it. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You own it out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls. It wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool?
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making it back up in you too. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kind of shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself. No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be struggling against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as flu with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test it? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga, bro. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother.
No, brother, don't test me, no. Why did you test me? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player hate.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever deal with what you did.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, where we're kicking it with Miss Linda, author of The Mafia Wife. And I just want to ask you, Miss Linda, is there any last comments you need to make or any last shout-outs you need to give anyone?
The only comment I have is just stay clean, okay? I mean, why would you want to dirty yourself, you know? That's the way I feel. Stay clean, okay? No matter what you do, just think clean. I mean, that's the only way to go. Prison is certainly not the way you want, okay? The streets you really don't want, and nobody wants to be homeless, okay? So go to work, okay? Go to school. Get your degrees. Go to these other type of schools. Whatever it is, okay. Education is important. I can only say that, okay. I mean it, okay. Was I there? Yeah, I was there, okay. It's not. I'm not proud of it, okay. Everybody is in awe of it. I'm not proud of it. I'm a very unhappy person over it. But, you know, I can't go backwards. I got to go forwards. So that's what keeps me alive, is remembering my father, okay, who was the greatest man in the world, okay? And that's what I think of whenever I can. So I can only tell you that just stay clean. Think of the word clean. It'll get you through life and hopefully a good life, a happy life. Don't be miserable like I at sometimes. I'm not always miserable, but a good fair share, that's for sure. But, you know, hey, you got to fight depression. So that's what I do. I fight depression. What else? Robert, are you here?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here. So tonight, like I said, we had a great show with Miss Linda, and we want you to log on to our website once again, and that's www.mafiawifelive.com. Go on
there. Oh, wait a minute. It's Mafia Wife Live, L-I-V-E. It sounds
Mafia
like that.
MafiaWifeLive.com.
Correct.
Right, and log on and join her page and become a member of her page. And once again, if you ain't got the Mafia Wife book, log on and buy the book as well. And once again, I want to give a big shout-out to my wife. She wasn't able to be here tonight because she's at the Copper Gloves at the Arizona State Fair. So we want to give her a big shout-out. And we ask everybody to log on to the website, www.thestreetsdon'tloveyoubackneen.com. Keep up with all what we got going on.
And please, everybody, please stand back and support Robert, okay, because he's doing a wonderful job, okay? Support him.
We appreciate that, you know, and once again, I got to thank the wife because she always on top of everything. You know, without her, there is no Robert, you know? So I definitely got to get a Mrs. Hub props like never before, you know? Without the queen, there ain't no king. Without the king, there ain't no queen. You feel me?
Yeah.
So we want to give a big shout-out to the missus. And once again, hope the whole crew at the gym won at the Copper Gloves tonight, which when she get home, she'll definitely let me know about that as well. So we want to thank all our fans for listening tonight. And we just want to say, hey, keep up the good work. Each one teach one. If you know right from wrong, please pull somebody to the side and teach them right from wrong that don't know right from wrong. So with that being said and done, always remember, the streets don't love you back. And we're going to go out with a song tonight. We're going to go out with God and Protective. You feel me?
And thank
God
you
bless
all.
Everybody. All right. God bless everybody and have a great night. Peace and love. And thank you, Miss Linda, for coming on tonight.
Anytime, anytime, Robert.
All right. Have a great night. Take care.
Good night.
Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray. Yeah, the one who is there when no one has a care, I say, Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray. Yeah, and lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way. Lord, how precious your love and your grace and your counting days. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, now I shall repay. Yeah, with all of my strength I will fight with an iron fist. Lord, the freedoms of hate and the sea today don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name. Yeah, and slaughter the weak, you quickly with no thought or shame. Lord, for my heart is firm in your hands, so I'm no disgrace. No, I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face. Boy, I never can give in a praise to your tenderness. Lord, to be in your infinite grace is my happiness. Yeah, no matter the time or the place, you're omnipotent. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, so I shall remain. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Yeah, we tried the long rocky road. Buffalo soldier fights the power freedom war. The last we step on the throne, the conquering disciples from your congregation. Yeah, collect your security. We build a better nation, time besides the unity. Say nothing in fight, nothing in war, but brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering through so much petty things, we're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love. So I will always try to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.